Good morning, Big Town Man. This is, well, that's a modified rain gauge with a bit of the sort of, white texture, the white industrial sort of marker pen, you know. A little bit of methylated spirits, pure methylated spirits, not half, one third water and two thirds alcohol. And that's used to highlight the letters, right? Just got to see, you know. So that's good. That's an improvement. That die mark pen will last for ages. And this is the wooden thing that I'm mounting it on, right? That's straight out Radiata pine. The microphone's in the way. I'm going to have to change this. But why is it tapered like so? Well, this fits on there, comes off, right? But since this is in the weather, right, outside, what I learned a long, long, long time ago was from a scene, I think it was in the Alaskan wilderness, and there were brush, you know what I mean? It was like about a metre and a half high, the area, you know, all this sort of thick, low-lying, sort of very windswept, you know, very cold kind of an area. But what the Indians had done is that they'd gotten the wooden fucking poles, you know, to mark the trail type thing. They'd gotten these wooden poles and then they'd sharpened them to a point and then put them in the ground, you know. And I think the video would have been on TV about 50 years ago. And but what they did is they sharpened the fucking point, because if you cut wood off square, the water rains on, the rain comes down on it and the water collects and it starts the rot. And if there's rot in the fucking, on the top, it'll burrow down inside the fucking wood and eat the wood from the inside out, you know. And the more it rains, the more the water forms a hole, and the deeper the hole gets, and the more it rots, and the bloody fungus and moulds and shit and insects get in there and it just go for it, you know what I mean? So that's what they did to fucking these poles, these sign waypoint sort of markers, was to put a point on it, put a fucking tapered edge. And you look at all the poles, like on old piers and all these other sorts of things, if they don't put a fucking cap on the end, the poles rot from the inside out, from the top down type thing. And what had happened is these waypoint markers had, they'd been in the ground for like a couple hundred years, you know what I mean? And the poles had just, they just push on these posts. You know, that these poles were about a metre high or something, you know, out of the ground. But where they sat in the ground, they just rotted at, they just have to sort of, you know, push it. And the bloody poles, because the base of the poles, the waypoint markers had rotted in the ground, they just sort of fell over, you know what I mean? But that's a really, really important thing. So I've got the scale highlighted, you know. And, yeah, I've got the scale highlighted, so it's easy to read. Oh, where is it? Yeah, and this is the thing. Right. Because of that wedge, we'll just imagine that's a proper square, you know. But that's the ratio. There's That's 1 millimeters of rain. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 10 millimeters of rain up there. 10 to 20. 20 to 30. 30 to 40. 40 to 50. 50 to, where's that one? Yeah. 50 to 60, 60 to 70, 70 to 80, 80 to 90, 90 to 100, 90 to 110, 90 to 120, that's, yeah, 120, 130, 140, 150, right? But you notice the scale from what I can see from the backside. That's 10 millimetres of rain there, which is nearly the square fucking area. This is a tapered wedge, but by, as you go down the scales, the amount of sort of wedging or squeezing into a smaller area, or the rain being confined to smaller and smaller areas, the scale reads much, shows much bigger increments of rainfall the lower it gets into this, you know. It's like an amplification or a magnification, you know. It's, fuck, these are clever, you know. So that's, you know, because a lot of time when it rains it might only be 5 mil, but you try to read 5 mil up there, and it's only like that far, and it's only like that far. You know, you're driving past in the car, and it's 2 meters away, and it's 5 mil. You know, well, 5 mil down there between the fingers, 5 mil down there is like that far. You know what I mean? So people are, I am constantly just overwhelmed with how fucking clever people are. Just, you know? So anyway, yeah. So that's the rain gauge, and it's about ready to go up. The other thing is, I had some spare bolts, like so, and it's hard to get the plastic type sleeves that normally go for screws going into brickwork or brickwork. So I have some old, horrible, cheap garden hose that looks about the right thickness to pass for a sleeve so that this locks into the fucking brickwork, you know. So that's about the only thing. And so when the holes are going to be cut, I don't have anything big enough to fucking drill out just to render that into a subsurface install, say about, you know, there. But I can chisel, but I can drill out a bit bigger, and then I can chisel a wedge type slot into there so any water comes in and it just runs out, and then it comes out on a taper, you know what I mean? So that should qualify as a pretty good sort of idea in terms of longevity. You know, anyway, so that's it, gentlemen.